Chapter 12 Speed Dating. You are the first to arrive at the table in the back corner of the restaurant. As you sit down, a handsome stranger comes to the table and takes a seat across from you. You read his name on his name tag, Jason. Once he is seated, a bell rings and your date begins. As you scan your list of conversation topics, the man across the table asks about your hobbies. From here, the conversation naturally flows back and forth from your interests to his interests, to your job to his job. You are both careful not to ask questions that are too personal, such as, where do you live? Or what's your last name? Then the bell rings again. It's time to move on. As you make your way to the next table, you quickly mark your date card. You write the man's name on the card under the question, would you like to meet again for a real date? You mark yes. Then you take a seat for your next date. Welcome to the world of speed dating. This is the latest way for single people to meet other people they might like to date without the pressure associated with a conventional dating scene. Many businesses offering speed dating services have become especially popular in the United States, England, and Canada. These businesses organize events where participants can have dozens of quick dates all on the same night. Each speed date is less than 10 minutes, and some services limit each date to only 3 minutes. This gives people just enough time to make an impression, so that each person in the date can decide if they want to meet the other again. If both people mark yes on the date card, the service will arrange for the people to contact one another to arrange a real date. The idea for speed dating came from Yaakov Dale of Los Angeles. In 1999, he wanted to provide an alternative way for his students to get together other than using blind dates arranged through family or friends. His speed dating idea was so successful that it quickly spread to other communities across the United States. Dale and his wife also wrote a book, Speed Dating, a time-saving guide to find your lifelong love, to teach other people the keys to successful speed dating. Then businesses were set up to try to cash in on the popularity of speed dating. And after a popular television sitcom did an episode on speed dating, dating services across the United States really took off. Like any date, speed dating does not always work out, but most services claim to have at least a 50% success rate for daters. And in the case of Eric and Denise from Milwaukee, their night of speed dating eventually led to marriage. But the funny thing is they never actually had a speed date together. They just saw each other at a speed dating event and decided to exchange phone numbers at the end of the evening.